One of the greatest sports events in the past 27 years in New York has just happened. The Knicks just won their third game when they were down 29 points. That's an astronomical amount of points in a sports game, in a basketball game. In the halftime, they were down roughly 30 points, and in the third quarter, they were down 30 points. That's unbelievable. And what happened? They came back. When everyone is talking about the story, they're talking about one thing. Never give up. Have belief. You can trust and you will win. And that's a terrible mistake to think that that's the only lesson. There's a much bigger, greater, and more meaningful lesson we can all take from this game, this story, this event. When the Knicks were huddled around and they had a couple of minutes left, they only ended up winning in the last 1.2 seconds. It was an unbelievable thing to watch. Almost literally unbelievable, as if it was AI, something fake, something staged. But it happened. When they were in that huddle and they were 30 points down, what did they say? Did they say, let's win. Let's get 30 points. Let's make the comeback. No. They didn't live in a fairy tale. You go and you read a magazine and there's a tragic story about a family and it's broken, about the marriage, and the marriage gets fixed. About a couple with illness and then they got better. About a yeshiva that was failing and it was fixed. Things don't just get fixed. Whenever you're looking at a challenge, the Torah tells us one attitude. Ma'at ma'at yigashena. The psukim in Mishpatim, we're talking about going into Eretz Yisrael, coming to the promised land, getting the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's palace in our presence. Say we have to do it in one way. Ma'at ma'at yigashena. A little bit at a time. Ma'at ma'at, little bit. You will expel them. You will expel the bad and bring in the good. Not with jumps, not with leaps, and not with skipping. A little bit at a time. When the Knicks were down, what did they say? They said, one steal, one pass, one rebound, one bucket, one basket. That's how you accomplish anything in life. The Gemara says that when tzaddikim die, lost the love, and when Rishayim die, lost the love, the tzaddikim will come and look at the Yitzhara. And it's going to look like one thing. It's going to look like a mountain. The Rishayim will look and see a little hill. Let's say, what happened? What's going on? Why is the Yitzhara a giant mountain for tzaddikim and a hair for Rishayim? Because when you look at the mountain of tzaddikim, it's made up of a bunch of little hairs. And the Russia is Yitzhara, just one hair. Everyone's Yitzhara is just one hair. One little thing in front of you right now. Where the Yitzhara becomes big is when we think that hair is a mountain. The tzaddik comes and looks at the hair, says, this is one challenge I need to overcome. He overcomes it, it goes in a pile. He overcomes the next hair, it goes in a pile, and he builds a mountain of hairs. The Russia looks at the hair and thinks it's already a mountain. And he says, I can't climb this. The way you climb the mountain is not by looking at the top. It's by looking at the step right in front of you. The Yitzhara wants you staring at the mountain. The Yitzhara wants you staring at the scoreboard. The Yitzhara wants you staring at the other guy on the team who's 7'5" and saying, it's insurmountable. How can we beat him? The Torah tells us, Ma'at mat yigashen. The way which you accomplish, which you win, which you complete yourself, is by one step at a time. This is the lesson we learn from this instance. How can we win when we're down? It's if we pick ourselves up to what's right in front of us. The Yitzhara wants you looking at the scoreboard. He wants you saying, look how much Torah you don't know. Look how many tefillos you miss. Look how many midos are still not complete. And the Yitzhara says, the Torah says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Ma'at ma'at yigashen. Little by little, step by step, move by move, you will accomplish, you will win. And it's not a big yevet. That's the way that tzaddik builds his mountain. By understanding each little hair is a part of the bigger piece. And I tackle what's right in front of me. That's what the Knicks said. Take possession of the ball. And they kept saying it. Take possession, take possession, take possession. It wasn't with a leap of 29 points. It was with 29 possessions. And this is how we have to look at life. How are the championships won? How is a Jew great? How do you become great? It's not with a jump. It's not with a leap, not with a skip. It's by possession, after possession after possession. That's how championships are won. That's how people are made. And that's how you become great. So today, take a tefillah, that's hard, and say it's one tefillah, it's one bracha. Take a spot in your life, a time that's a little bit empty, and say it's one mishnah, it's one paragraph of tefillah. You can accomplish anything, one step at a time.